The Koi Gig Pod.
You know, Arsenal are still mathematically going for the title. You know, it's going to be an intense run in for them. And then we've got huge internationals again coming up, and it puts a lot of pressure.
Subscribe to The Koi Gig Pod on the Off The Ball app now. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Munster fail in their appeal against John Ryan's 3-game suspension. Cliona Maloney is restored to the Ireland squad ahead of their Women's Six Nations date with Wales. And Bundi Aki is pipped to the Six Nations Player of the Tournament. First up today, Cliona Maloney has been recalled to the Ireland women's squad ahead of next week's Six Nations clash with Wales. The Exeter forward has been in the international cold since 2021. Fullback Lauren Delaney is expected to resume full training in the coming week after her return to play protocols. Ruth Campbell is continuing to rehab a hand injury. Munster have failed in their appeal against a 3-game ban given out to John Ryan. The tight head was suspended for his part in a tip tackle on Cardiff hooker Liam Belcher last week. However, Munster appealed that suspension and provisionally included Ryan among the replacements for Sunday's game at Franklin's Gardens. News of its rebuffing came this evening, and Mark Donnelly will provide cover on the bench. Stephen Archer has been named to start at tight head in Sunday's game. Orgie Snyman's recovered from the illness that rendered him doubtful earlier in the week to be included in the Munster second row. The injured Calvin Nash is replaced on the wing by the returning Simon Zeebo. So Munster will start with Mike Haley at full back, Zeebo and Shane Daly on the wings. It's a centre partnership once more of Antoine Frisch and Alex Nankivell. Jack Crowley's named at out half, Craig Casey at scrum half. It's a front row for Munster of Jeremy Lockman, Niall Scannell and Stephen Archer. Tyke Byrne captains the side alongside Orgie Snyman in the second row. Peter O'Mahony starts at blindside flanker, John Hodnett is on the open, and at number 8 is Gavin Coombs. Those amended replacements for Munster are Owen Clark, Josh Witcherly, Mark Donnelly, Tom Ahern, Alex Kendallan, Conor Murray, Joey Carberry and Sean O'Brien. The Saints will start with the following. James Ram is at full back. Tommy Freeman and Ollie Slatehome are their wingers. A centre partnership of Fraser Dingwall and Berger Odendahl. Finn Smith and Tom James are in the halfbacks. In the front row for the Saints, it's Emmanuel Ayogun, Curtis Langdon and Trevor Davison. Alex Moon and Alex Coles are their second row partnership. Courtney Laws starts at blindside flanker. Captain Lewis Ludlam is on the open. And Sam Graham will start at number 8 for Northampton. On last night's Off The Ball, Brian O'Driscoll gave a sense of scale to Munster's task on Sunday.
They've got some real confidence at home. In Finn Smith, I think they have a real gem at out half. We saw what he managed to do, the control he had in Thomond Park back in December in those terrible conditions. You know, very, very mature performance for a guy so young. But for me, his understanding of space last week was a real kind of tell around how smart the guy was, how much he understood holding defenders, creating space for others, the timing of the pass when defenders were committed. So it was kind of the next evolution around what he needed to do. I think he might actually even be better suited to international rugby than his namesake Marcus Smith or a beginning to age George Ford, albeit he's plenty of good years ahead of him. So yeah, watch out for Finn Smith. And then the rest of their pack, Augustus, very important to them up front, gives them go forward. They've got a bit of dog in them finally. Lee Radford, who comes from Rugby League, has come in as defensive coach this year and really toughened them up. They I think they had the second most misses last season, second worst defensive rate after Newcastle last season from memory. So they've really turned that around. And if Munster managed to go to Franklin's Gardens and win that one, that will be a super impressive result.
That meeting of Northampton and Munster will be live from Franklin's Gardens on Sunday's Off The Ball. Cúin O'Flaherty will be joined on commentary by Fiona Hayes. Hugo Keenan and Ross Byrne return to the Leinster backs for tomorrow's last 16 meeting with Leicester. There's an all-new front row of Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan and Tyke Furlong. Caelan Dorris returns at number 8 and will captain Leinster. He'll start with Hugo Keenan at fullback. Jordan Larmour switches to the wing. On the other, it's James Lowe. Robbie Henshaw is named in the centre alongside Jamie Osborne. Ross Byrne is in the halfbacks alongside Jemison Gibson-Park. Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan and Tyke Furlong, as I mentioned, are their front row. Joe McCarthy is alongside Ross Maloney in the second row. Ryan Baird starts at blindside flanker. Josh Van der Fleer is on the open and number 8. And captain is Caelan Dorris. The replacements for Leinster tomorrow will be Ronan Kelleher, Cian Healy, Michael Ala Alatoa, Jason Jenkins, Jack Conan, Ben Murphy, Harry Byrne and Kieran Frawley. For Leicester, Dan Cole, Dan Kelly and fullback Jamie Shilcock come into the side that accounted for Newcastle last week in the Premiership. Shilcock will start at fullback. Freddie Stewart and Ollie Hassel-Collins are on the wings. Dan Kelly is partnered by Solomone Kata in the centre. Andre Pollard and Jack Van Poortvliet are Leicester's halfbacks. James Cronin, Julian Montoya and Dan Cole are in the front row. Harry Wells and Kyle Hatherall are in the second row. Hanro Liebenberg, Ollie Cracknell and Jasper Visa are the Leicester back row tomorrow. In the same section of the draw, the holders La Rochelle are away to the DHL Stormers also tomorrow. La Rochelle head coach Ronan O'Gara told this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast that they will face a dangerous outing in the Western Cape.
Yeah, but there's spot gaps you need to be accurate. That's a big challenge for us. If we can play through the phases, I think we'll be dangerous, because what's different, I suppose, in our team, and it's comparable to a test team, is that we've got ball carriers that are world class, and it isn't on one hand that you need to count, it's on probably two hands you need, because the threat of our ball carrier is very live and it's very interesting and it's very different body shapes to maybe a lot of teams, and that does damage. And we have a power game, but we also have a skill game, so it's important we mix that with an effective kicking game. But the key, it sounds simple, is to be accurate, and away from home with a hostile crowd, sometimes that challenges people and they lose their poise a little bit, and they force decisions. And if you force decisions, as you say, against the Stormers, it turns out to be a poor decision, because they have such speed on the outside flanks, and they've lived up to a bit of a maverick, very comparable maybe to the listeners at home, to someone like Finn Russell, who plays the game with a smile on his face and chances things, which can mean 7 points for his team or 7 points for us. But I think we need to stop Evan Roos and we need to stop Damian Willemse. We stop those two guys, we could be okay.
Bundiaki and Finlay Beelam come back into the Connacht starting 15 for their Challenge Cup last 16 tie away to Poe. That's on Sunday. Quaylen Blade returns from injury to start at scrum half and is a first start after 8 substitute appearances for winger Shane Jennings. Tiernan O'Halloran continues at fullback. Shane Bolton and Jennings are the wingers. David Hawkshaw and Bundiaki are the centre partnership for Connacht. Jack Carty captains the team from out half. Quaylen Blade returns at scrum half. It's a vastly experienced front row of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelam. Joe Joyce and Niall Murray packed down behind them. Keane Prendergast starts at blindside flanker. Seamus Hurley-Langton is on the open. Jared Butler will start at number 8. Meanwhile, Loosehead Jordan Duggan is the latest Connacht player to commit his future to the province, signing on for another 2 years in Galway. Bundiaki was pipped to the title of Six Nations Player of the Tournament today. Italy's versatile back Tommaso Menoncello claimed 33% of the 146,000 votes cast in the poll. He's the first Italian player since Andrea Massi in 2011 to collect the award and the youngest ever at age 21. Menoncello beat competition from Aki, Scotland winger Duhan van der Merwe and England number 8 Ben Earl. All four were included on the Six Nations team of the tournament, which includes 8 members of the championship winning side. It's a front row of Andrew Porter and Dan Sheehan and Owini Antonio. Tyke Byrne and John McCarthy are the All-Irish second row. Caelan Doris, Michele Lamoureux and Ben Earl are in the back row. Jameson Gibson-Park and Finn Russell are the halfback pairing of the tournament. James Lowe and Duhan van der Merwe were the wingers. Menoncello is partnered in the centre by Bundiaki, and Thomas Ramos is one of 2 inclusions for France. He was named fullback. Finally, on the team news front, to Ulster, for whom captain Ian Henderson returns to the second row for Sunday's Challenge Cup test away to Montpellier. He's joined this week in the second row by Alan O'Connor. Stuart Moore starts at fullback for Mike Lowry. Stuart Moore, as I mentioned, at fullback then. Rob Balakoon and Ethan McElroy are their wingers. In the centre for Ulster, it will be James Hume, partnered by Stuart McCloskey. Nathan Doak continues at fly half. John Cooney at scrum half. A front row of the outward bound Stephen Kitsoff, Rob Herring and Tom O'Toole. Alan O'Connor and Ian Henderson are the second row partnership. Matty Ray starts at blindside flanker. Dave McCann on the open. And Nick Timoney is at number 8. Ulster have gone with a 6-2 split on the bench for that game in Montpellier. Finally, it was a mixed day for the Irish sides at the HSBC Sevens in Hong Kong. Ireland's men opened with a 22-17 loss to South Africa in Pool C before returning to beat Samoa 12-7. They'll play Spain tomorrow in the hope of advancing to the knockouts. Ireland's women started the day by beating South Africa 20-7, but were then trounced 35-0 by Australia. They round out their Pool B fixtures in the morning against Fiji. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you and reaction to the Champions and Challenge Cup outings for the Irish provinces on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.